Many of the houses along West Juneau's Knoll Avenue are well-maintained two-story homes with manicured and pleasant yards. Sitting about 100 feet above sea level, they offer a view of downtown Juneau across the Gastineau Channel, but residents say they've been living among a neighborhood blight for years. Valerie Mertz and her family live across the street and about two doors down from the condemned house. She says they've been extremely patient, but she believes it's long since become a health and safety hazard.
We have a bear now that is just pretty much a permanent resident in our neighborhood. So we have elderly people that don't feel safe going out into their yards during the day to work. We have small children up and down the street in all directions. My children are older now, but I worry about the kids just when they're out.
Lynn Davis lives next door to the structure at 3101 Knoll Avenue, and for 16 years, she's had no choice but to watch over her fence as the neighboring house falls apart.
It's been an experience of an expanding nightmare with health and safety issues, really right from the beginning.
Mertz, Davis's partner, and other neighbors went before the assembly last week.
My name is Sue Douglas. Over the past almost 20 years, the property owner has hoarded materials, debris, and objects large and small inside his home.
Frustrated by what they feel is not enough action and attention by the CBJ, they're worried that it's going to be left unresolved for yet another year. They called on assembly members to view the property for themselves. City Manager Kim Kiefer says they're trying to get all the litter and junk cleaned up that exceeds the 200-square-foot maximum in city code.
There's a definition specifically for what's junk and what's not, and trying to define what that is and what needs to be moved.
They're also waiting for another opinion on the house's structural integrity.
To find out what condition it is in, because we don't know that.
The property is owned by 71-year-old Ronald W. Holman of Juneau. 12 years ago, he was charged for having an unsafe residence. His one-year suspended imposition of sentence included a $3,000 fine and 150 hours of community work service. More recently, the house has deteriorated so much that police officers closed it to human occupancy in October, and the CBJ condemned it in February. Because of nearly $14,000 in unpaid water and sewer bills, sewer service was shut off. The CBJ charged Holman with violating requirements for a public sewer and living in a building considered a public nuisance. Utility crews, however, severed an outflow line that served both Holman and a neighbor, with sewage backing up inside both properties, and the criminal case was dropped. City attorneys said they negotiated partial payment of utility bills and improvements, bringing the building back up to code for human occupancy. Holman is not allowed to stay at the house overnight, though he can make repairs during the day. But it's unclear whether any cleanup or repairs could save the structure and alleviate neighbors' complaints.
I mean, this looks like a third world country back here in terms of the squalor, the debris. Just really everything rotting. It's been here, you know, as long as we've lived here, 16 years. And it's gotten worse.
Lynn Davis is in the brush and woods in a friend's backyard, looking across to Holman's house. She points to what appears to be unfinished and abandoned construction. Open doors and windows allow easy entry by bears, birds, and rodents, and personal belongings and debris inside are exposed to the elements. Tarps appear to cover all the roof surfaces. There are at least 8 unused water heaters lined up against the side of the structure. Building materials are piled up throughout the yard. In Davis's yard, her fence is braced with boards to keep it from collapsing under the weight of items placed against it on the other side. The exterior wood of Holman's house is visibly rotting or in disrepair. A corner of the structure appears to be settling, and the CBJ building official believes collapse is imminent.
And you can see how steamy everything is, the windows. Even with the open door, everything's wet in there.
A strong, musty, moldy smell drifts over from the condemned house. There's also the potential fire danger of a structure filled with clutter. Valerie Mertz says Holman is a nice man. She's careful to emphasize that it's not an attack on him, and they don't wish him any ill will. But she says they were assured by the city that the property would finally be cleaned up this year.
we take pride in our homes and we pay our bills, and we expect our neighbors to do the same. I thought that was the minimum standard set by the city as well.
Ronald Holman declined to do a recorded interview with KTOO, but in a long conversation off tape, he suggested that a divorce, a job out of state, and previous tenants who did not take out the garbage or pay utility bills all contributed to the property's decline. He admits he hasn't done as much as he should, but he says he's doing the best he can and making progress on cleaning up the front of the house, even while working as a tour driver full-time. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.